The Justice Department has announced a plan to fingerprint, photograph, and register thousands of foreign visitors entering the U.S. The goal is to keep current information on the whereabouts of foreigners. But as NPR's Allison Aubrey reports, critics charge the plan will focus on young men from countries with links to terrorist organizations.
The announcement comes as part of a Bush administration strategy to tighten border security. The plan expands the reach of an existing law that requires immigration officers to fingerprint and photograph visitors from Libya, Iraq, Sudan, and Iran. Speaking at a press conference this afternoon, Attorney General John Ashcroft explained the new registration program will track 100,000 foreign visitors in the first year.
This system will expand substantially America's scrutiny of those foreign visitors who may pose a national security concern and enter our country. And it will provide a vital line of defense in the war against terrorism.
The registration system will revive an old practice in place through much of the last century, requiring foreign visitors to check in with immigration officers periodically, informing them of any change of address or workplace. The system will also track foreign visitors' exits, enabling the government to identify people who've overstayed their visas. Pro-immigrant groups and Islamic advocates have been quick to attack the plan. The executive director of the Council on American-Islamic Relations declared the registration system discriminatory and told reporters that it targets Muslims and Arabs as if they are genetically predisposed to violence. He then asked rhetorically if the next step was to force Muslims to wear a star and crescent in public as a way to identify themselves. Frank Sherry of the National Immigration Forum labeled the plan wasteful. He argues keeping track of all foreign visitors from certain countries is not an effective way to catch terrorists.
The best way for law enforcement to track down the bad guys is to start with bad guys and then to figure out who they're connected to and to track them down. The worst way to keep ourselves safe is to start with the innocent people and then to try to reduce the haystack to find the needle.
That's faulty logic, argues Mark Krikorian of the Center for Immigration Studies. He says the best way to stop the bad guys is to make sure they don't get in. And in his view, Ashcroft's plan is a good first step in that direction. Ultimately, Krikorian says the government needs to fingerprint all foreign visitors when they apply for visas and enter them into one shared database. He explains such a system could help tip off immigration officials to suspicious people. For instance, now, foreigners looking to enter the U.S. can shop from one American consulate to another to get a visa, and the State Department doesn't know if they've tried multiple times or if they've used false names or false passports.
However your name is spelled or whatever bogus passport you're using, your fingerprint is still your fingerprint. So this would be a powerful tool for deterring terrorists and making it much more difficult to use the immigration system against us, if you will.
Justice officials say they'll have the new registry system running in about 90 days. Allison Aubrey, NPR News, Washington.